two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Alex Carey. He is Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback, former University of Utah quarterback, and former fan of college football. Now currently on the outs. He's broken up with college football, wrote a nasty letter to them, and I don't think you guys are going to be getting back together anytime soon, Scott.
Well, I first of all, I want to just say that I'm a huge fan of Mark Harlan. I think he's done remarkable things at the University of Utah. He has this this national perspective about the program. They're committed to championships, and so I know he's in a tough spot right now. I really do. I
thought you were going to go full Nick Ford from our show last night and go, I respect Mark Harlan. Larry Scott is a total nitwit.
Well, that's a topic for that's just the whole different.
There's
deal.
That part too. Joining us also in KSL's Unrivaled this evening as we try to figure things out on the landscape of college football, Mitch Harper, the host of Cougar Sports Saturday, and our BYU insider for KSLSports.com. I'm also, and I'm curious about this too, Mitch, because I know you're an NBA guy. You're a Laker guy. And welcome to the show, even though it's Wednesday. I know you probably celebrated big time Taco Tuesday last night. So I want to know, I'm watching this game right now. The Clippers and the Nuggets are playing, all right, from the bubble, okay? The problem with this bubble is I have no idea what these two teams want to do in this game. You know what I mean? Like the Jazz tomorrow, they're like, oh, it's an amazing deal. The Jazz are going to flop so bad in this game tomorrow. They can't win this game. And they're going to work so hard to not win this game tomorrow so they can be the sixth seed to take on the Nuggets. The dumbest strategy from the bubble. And this is where you go, so what are we doing here? What's the competing that we're trying to do here from the bubble? I'm watching this game. I'm watching Kawhi play, and I'm watching Nikola Jokic play. And I'm going, okay, those are two good players. And then I'm thinking, at what point are they going to come out? Or are these two teams trying to flop here? Or is somebody trying to tank? That's a bad attitude to have about any kind of sport where we go, I don't know what these two teams are trying to do if they even want to win this game.
Yeah, I honestly lost interest in the bubble restart about a week ago.
What?
I'm ready for the we got to bring on the playoffs.
Oh, the bubble playoffs you're in for the bubble playoffs.
Yeah, restart, the reboot games, whatever you call them, the restart, I don't know. But I've lost interest in that.
The seeding games?
The playoffs, I'm ready. I want to get the regular season over with. Let's get on to the playoffs.
Look, they called them the seeding games.
They
didn't say you had to try to get a better seeding. They just said,
okay,
figure out how to seed yourself.
There's Scott. Scott's the guy who's like, I whittled down these Pinewood Derby wheels to the exact specifications within the rules here. Like, you're cheating with your
kid. I just
kid
call it, it's innovation.
Oh,
it's ingenuity. If you're staying within the rules. And I said this a long time ago. You all made fun of me, but all of a sudden here, I hear all of these sportscasters around the state of Utah talking about strategic tanking.
Yes.
And
Scott
and
invented it.
I have no – look, sometimes you have to lose a battle to win the war. You got to look at the big
picture. Or you got to go 2-6 In the battles right before the playoffs.
Look at the Revolutionary War. When it first started, the Americans lost everything.
They were tanking.
They were tanking strategically so they could win the war. Yeah.
All right.
Get everyone overconfident.
I like it. You know what? That's my new thing. I'll be like, you know, son, the Jazz are a lot like the Revolutionary Army.
I mean, Quinn Snyder looks a little bit like George Washington.
Got take a little bit across of the Delaware should be amazing. All right. Please don't leave the bubble, by the way. Don't go to Delaware. All right. Let me see here. I want to play some sound here, Mitch, and I want you to – so Aaron Roderick, quarterback's coach, passing game coordinator, whatever it is he is now. A-Rod with some amazing lines from today in the availability. So I'm just going to go – I'm going to mow through some of these. First, A-Rod seemed very, very excited. Here was his first here was the first thing he said about camp and how fall camp has gone so far. Take a listen to A-Rod's thoughts on how BYU is doing so far in camp.
This is the most lively and enjoyable fall camp I've ever been a part of so far. I mean, it's been competitive. It's been fun. Just a lot of enthusiasm. And I think we have mature enough players to realize how fortunate we are. Every one of these guys on this team has friends in other programs that have either had their season canceled or their season's still in question and they haven't even been able to practice yet. And so every rep of every practice is precious, and we're making the most of it.
So it's a little bit along the lines of what you were saying, Mitch, where it's like, hey, these guys get to have just – look, this could be ripped out at any moment, so they're just going to play. But I also have to think that A-Rod made those comments because the media is not invited to these practices also.
That is 100% true what you're saying. I'm going to say that A-Rod's being truthful here. I think that all of us and these BYU football players and coaches included, they were taken away from their norm where they were all in their own home. So I think just to be together again just has kind of been rewarding. And again, like Matt Bushman, this could be on any given day could be his last practice and his last opportunity to be a member of the BYU football team. So I think everyone's just kind of enjoying it as much as they can, because as much as everyone's excited about that Navy game, which I think everyone is on that Labor Day night, there's still reservations about that actually happening just because of the climate, what we're seeing in college football right now.
I'm 50-50 on this. 50-50. The first 50 is like, it sounds like a bachelor rose ceremony. Stay tuned. This is the most amazing,
this is the most amazing
and dramatic ceremony
happened.
You've ever seen.
That's a good point.
Okay, that was the first part. But the second part is very well taken. And I think it's kind
that's
of
that's the attitude
thing.
You have to have, right? I mean,
well,
it is.
It's a great attitude because that's how I would feel. I mean, I guarantee you Utah State and Utah would kill right now to be able to be practicing with the intent of actually playing a game this fall. So there has to be some appreciation for what's actually going on at BYU.
Let's go to his expertise here, Aaron Roderick, and the quarterbacks. And I know everybody's wondering about what Zach Wilson's going to be looking like his junior year. No longer the young kid anymore. He's now the wily veteran. Here's what A-Rod had to say first about Zach Wilson and his offseason work.
He's improved in every area, really. He's pretty impressive what he's done with his offseason. You know, it's the first real offseason he's had in 3 years, and total transformation of his body. He looks really good. He's big and strong, and he's just such a hard worker. He's worked hard at every part of the game, and so he's throwing the ball really well. He looks really fit and strong, and he's making great decisions. You can tell he's really taken to heart some of the mistakes he's made in the past.
Mitch, true or false on Zach Wilson, how he's been doing this offseason?
I'm going to say false, just because it feels like a lot of the same thing we heard last year coming off, and they downplayed the shoulder injury that Zach made significant leaps. Now, I think Zach's the number one guy, yes, and he is bigger. He's about playing around 210, getting close to 215 in his playing weight. I think that's going to help him, but ultimately it's got to be in games, and he's got to have better decision-making, and the clean bill of health should help, but I think this is similar commentary to what we heard a year ago, so I'll just say false.
Well, let me bring
savvy.
This.
That is savvy, Mitch.
It's going to get even worse, and I know I can already sniff this one out. And Scott's going to love this next one right here, and how the rest of the quarterbacking group is doing, and who's getting all those reps on the first team, by the way. Anyway,
so far it's been equal reps with Zach, Jaren, and Baylor. Exactly equal so far through. I can't remember if today was 8th or 9th practice. And then I've been mixing Sol Jay in there where I can. He's gotten some reps every day as well. Exciting young player when he goes in. We keep joking that something exciting is going to happen.
Why on earth
There's
are we
the quarterback
hearing about,
right there.
Why on
Number
earth
four
are,
is
why are
the
we hearing about the fourth quarterback?
Because he's the quarterback.
No.
Yes.
That's bull.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy. I'm just telling you.
Of the future.
It. By the time they get into midway through the season, which would be the second game, he'll be in playing.
It'd be halftime of the Navy game. That'll be halfway through the season. Mitch, who on earth is the – you said that – I mean, you can't feel comfortable about this if you're Zach – Wilson about where you are on this depth chart, because it doesn't feel like it's a depth chart. It feels like they're trying to play a politics game, and that's no good.
Yeah, I think that A-Rod is being truthful here, because I think that there's so much time between now and kickoff that I think they want to kind of explore what Baylor Romney looks like with the first unit, what Jaron Hall looks like with the first team unit. I think the battle for second string is even more tightly contested between Jaron Hall and Baylor Romney. I still believe that Zach Wilson's going to be that guy, like I said, but I think that they want to give him those opportunities to see what they look like with the first team offense. So I think that there is some truth there to what A-Rod is saying, just because there's so much time between now and kickoff. And I think that, you got to nail down who that starter is, maybe in another week or so, but I think they know internally who it's going to be, and all signs point to Zach Wilson.
All right.
When you have a defensive-minded coach who fired Ty Detmer, he will have no problem benching Zach Wilson, and I guarantee he's been put on notice. He can't quit. He's got to quit throwing these stupid interceptions, or he's going to be sitting on the bench.
Mitch Harper, you can see his byline at KSLSports.com. Read up about how good Matt Bushman looks, with the most improved player in camp, according to Coach A-Rod as well. So I'm interested to see what the rest of practice looks like, see how long the Cougs can get in some practice before the possibility of that Navy game. Mitch, thanks for hanging out, and go check out Mitch's byline there at KSL Sports. Mitch, thanks for being with us today, man.
Yeah, talk to you guys soon.
Okay, let's take the break here. We got more to go on the program. Yeah, this Clippers-Denver Nuggets game, I don't know who's tanking here. This is confusing. These teams are they're looking like they're actually trying to win the game, and it's confusing to me. So I'm waiting for somebody to start tanking here. We'll come back. We won't tank. We've got our MVPs next right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.